This is program number LW2651. Who of all the famous people do you suppose that we think of most when it comes to the subject of pain? Hi, this is Larry West. You might think of Woodrow Wilson, the 28th President of the United States. He suffered a stroke while on tour of the States and remained partially paralyzed the rest of his life in a lot of pain. Or you might think of Jacqueline Kennedy during those moments, those hours, after her husband, the president, had been shot to death in Dallas. Who is it, of all the famous people I'm talking about now, do we think of the most when it comes to the subject of pain? You know, pain is no respecter of persons. It comes to the famous as well as to the unknown. To the brilliant as well as the uneducated, it comes to the black, the white, the Chinese, the Indian. It comes to man, woman, child. It comes to all of us. But what you do, really, in the midst of the pain, is what determines the qualities of greatness. Andrew Jackson was called Old Hickory. It was because of his true grit, really, why when he was just a kid, he was wild and quick-tempered, and I guess that's why at the age of 13 he became a soldier. At 13. It wasn't long, though, until he was captured and taken prisoner, and it was there that Andrew Jackson was first introduced to this thing I'm talking about, pain. You see, he refused one day to polish an enemy officer's boots, and the man struck Jackson with a saber, and he bore the marks of that blow the rest of his life. Yet that was just the beginning of the pain that Andy Jackson was to experience. He was a man who never gave up. He was a fighter to the core, and for that reason it's no wonder, I suppose, why he was in for a lot of pain. Because he chose to settle his arguments by challenging the men to duels, he ended up living most of his days carrying two bullets in his body. Well, Old Hickory, Andrew Jackson, gained fame on the battlefield, and that's one reason why he experienced politics. Politics tapped him on the shoulder. He accepted the challenge, first in the Senate, and then he was nominated for the presidency. He lost the first race, but 4 years later he ran and won. But pain, that uninvited visitor that knocks on all of our doors, stepped into Jackson's life one more time. His wife, Rachel, whom he loved dearly, died just 2 months before Jackson took office. That was one of the hardest blows he ever faced. But because of the qualities of his greatness, he pressed on and became one of the famous presidents of the United States. But even during the moments when he was being sworn into the presidency, he was fighting the pain of a raging fever caused by an abscess in one of his lungs. It was just a while later that one of the bullets that was painfully wedged in his body had to be removed, and he went through the operation without anesthetic, following through with his typical courage. It seemed that this awful intruder, pain, would never leave him. A scandal broke out and split his cabinet, and he himself became subject to many critics. Yet one has said it was pain, more than any other single factor, which drew the qualities of greatness out of Andrew Jackson. Pain. It's not picky who it chooses to be its friend. Even when it doesn't want to be befriended, it still moves in. But how one handles it determines the qualities of greatness. I'm Larry West with World Radio. I don't know, maybe you're sitting there saying to me, but Larry, you just don't understand. My pain is different. I'm having a hard time just making it through another day because of the crippling arthritis in my fingers or because of my paralysis or because I can't hear as good as I used to or see as good or because I'm so lonely. And that's a pain. Well, I want you to know that I understand and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. And here's the point. If you can just somehow get your mind off your pain and lose yourself in someone else's pain, you might be surprised as to how quickly the day will pass. Jesus Christ was a man who knew what pain was all about, but look how he lost himself in the heartaches of other people. And the Bible says to walk in his steps. Think about it. I've written a pamphlet called, How Would You Like to Be Problem Free? Let me send it to you. It's free. How Would You Like to Be Problem Free? Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.